Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Tim, today we have with us Reverend Johnny Woods, and you have known him for many years from Fairmont, West Virginia.
Yes, and it's a privilege to have Reverend Woods with us on today's edition of Connected, and we're excited about what God is doing in his life as well in the evangelistic field, in camp meetings, crusades, churches, wherever God has taken him. Of course, he and I used to meet with some other folks on Friday evening several years ago in the early 80s, right when I first got saved.
That is several years ago.
Yeah. No, I've been saved over 30 years now, and I'm like, wow. In that 30 years, of course, you know, John and I, you know, we've known each other, but we've been in such different directions. Yeah. But here we are today recording for Connected and talking to folks that are out there that have needs, not only in spirit, but soul and body.
Yeah.
And so this is like an electronic pulpit today that is reaching many people in the tri-state, in Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and also the world via the internet at he'salive.net. So, Sharon, it's an awesome privilege to have Reverend Woods with us. Welcome.
Praise God. I'm just so happy to be here. You guys are doing such a wonderful work up here, and praise God. And I'm just blessed just to be here. But I do want to tell you this. I remember back in the late 90s or early 2000, from 99 on over into 2000, I listened to this program every afternoon, and I said, one day, Lord, I would like to be on that station. I just enjoyed what I heard and some of the things that was going on. I was like in the pastor in the church back up in the country of West Virginia. And, but I did tell the Lord that. And one thing I like about God has timing. And he has a season for things, and praise God. And if you know God's timing and God's season for things, praise God that you won't be disturbed or upset, anxious, get impatient, be disturbed about the things that you'd like to have. But when you know God's timing, praise God, you can rest in the Lord and allow him to function, let him do the things and prepare you. Praise God. And this is what I like about John 14. I like to quote that all the time and to read it, because it's wonderful where he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, but believe also in me. He says, for, you know, in my Father's house, there are many mansions.
Yes.
And so praise God. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again. So if Jesus has gone to prepare a place, we must make preparation and be settled in. So he has seasons where he does things. There's even in construction, there's a way that they do. They lay the foundation first. Praise God. Then
they
start erecting.
That's right.
There's a process in that. And God has a process, and he uses seasons to take us to different levels and to different places. And when we rest in that, praise God, he can prepare us and help us to get ready. And I had to go through some processes, but now that the season, here I am.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's
my season. Praise God. And when you wait, praise God on the Lord, everything turns out all right.
Amen. We'll be right back.
Roads nobody should have to go. Life sure got real, real fast. You couldn't see your way out. Your world was under a cloud. All you could feel was helpless. You didn't think you could do it. But you got through it. You kept faith when you didn't have a prayer. Found hope when it wasn't even there. Up against the impossible, you just wouldn't back down. You kept fighting that heavy cross you carried. Ain't weighing you down any longer. Life is tough, but life.
Sharon. We're back with Reverend John Woods from Fairmont, West Virginia, special friend of ours, and of course, a real special friend of mine that, you know, I got good and acquainted with back in the early 80s after I got saved in 1980. Matter of fact, the 25th of February coming up here is actually going to be 34 years, and I'm very thankful that we used to meet on Friday evenings, and wow, man, we would go into prayer, and it would end up being a shouting prayer time. I mean, we would be in intercessory prayer, in the prayer of agreement, all different kinds of prayer was going on, praise and thanksgiving. And I'm just glad to see his smiling face here with us today on He's Alive Radio.
Amen.
I'll tell you, I was talking about that just the other day. You brought it up, that how that I saw that building and had a vision. I saw Jesus standing in the doorway, and he turned and looked at me and said, "Will you go in?" Now, this is what I love about revelation and being in the spirit, that Jesus shows you things. He allows us to see what his direction is. Mm-hmm. And I told the Lord, I said, "I'm looking at it, and that's you. I'm staying away from that building, and I'm going to see how you're going to work it out."
Mm-hmm.
You came by my house the very next day. I didn't share it with you, and said, "Hey, let's go to lunch. Pick me up." We went down, and we drove past that building. And he said, "Hey, can we stop in and say hello to sister in the building?" And I'm saying, "Oh, Lord, I told you I was going to stay away from this building." And it evolved from there, from the conversations.
Yeah.
It came about the community and things. And then before I know it, we left with the keys.
Mm-hmm.
To you the bought building a building.
And had service. Uh-huh. And the God had showed me the night before. And we went the next day and ended up with the keys. And then Friday, we went in there. And I will never forget it.
Mm.
God had spoke to me what time to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
We went in there, and exactly at 6 o'clock, the anointing fell. I still see it today. The power of God hit you. You took off and went running.
Yeah.
And it was exactly at 6 o'clock the glory bursted forth. Let me tell you, when you're in tune with the Spirit, and you hold to the Lord and allow your spiritual eyes to be open, God gives revelation. He gives instructions, and he teaches us things.
Yes.
And it is so awesome, praise God, that to know. And when you look in the spirit realm and you hear from the Lord, that's where the peace and the rest and the joy comes from, in knowing. That when you know from the Lord, praise God, it's like taking money and putting it in the bank. Glory to God. You can draw from that, and glory to God. And I'm thankful, praise God, because I get a blessed assurance when I'm in revelation with the Lord. When I see things, that's what I call that my security blanket.
Because
when God starts to show things and teach things and instruct, that gives me comfort. I know what to expect. People all over the world are looking for and wanting to know what's going to happen in their lives. They're running to 900 numbers. They're running to Cleo. They're running praise God, the chromosers, the fortune tellers, and spending all kinds of money when this thing is free. All you do is at the bow.
That's right.
Bend the knees a little bit. Spend a little time, and you can know what's going to happen in your future. Praise God. And there's a whole nother sermon in that.
Yeah, knowing. You're talking about hearing the voice of God, being led by the Spirit. He says his sheep know his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the sons of God, you know, you are led by the Spirit. That's how you know. And you're led because he directs your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going to a fortune teller, a psychic, that is demonic. And it will open you to evil spirits.
Yes, it will.
And we're not talking about something evil. We're talking about being born again, knowing that God directs our affairs. The righteous man, you know, the good man, his steps are ordered of the Lord.
Yes, praise God. And when you let your steps be ordered of the Lord, you walk in the right direction. You don't have to back up and start over again. When you walk with Jesus, you walk in the right direction. Your life becomes so refined. I sat in Atlanta, Georgia, with another minister friend of mine. We had just come back from Jamaica. And I looked at him, and they have served the Lord all their life, him and his wife. He has sons that are in the ministry. He has grandchildren that are in the ministry. And they're all or either married to ministers or his sons are ministers. And I looked a lifetime of walking in the right direction, what it does for you, as opposed to looking at my life, it was crazy. So praise God, I still got to pray kids in, grandkids in.
Yeah.
Praise God, but his are in. And, you know, I told him I admire your family. Blessed men of God. Blessed women of God. Hallelujah. All his kids are in ministry. Marrying ministers. Yes. And praise God. That's just an awesome thing. Glory to God that if we walk with the Lord, we can walk in the right directions. Praise God. And we'll do it the right way. And it makes life sweeter. And they can give you that testimony. We can testify to that because we had a prior life before getting saved.
That's right.
And we know that this is on the better end. Praise God. Serving Jesus is better.
Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Well, it's been great having you with us today, John, praise on God. Connected. And we just appreciate your life and your ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
As believers, Jesus promised that he would send us his Holy Spirit, who would lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. You must know, friend, that no matter what choice you have to make in life, the Holy Spirit is with you to guide you. With your love gift of $15 or more, we want to send you this month's He's Alive coaching CD entitled, How God Confirms His Will. It's our belief that He's Alive that the Lord not only declares His will to us, but He confirms it at various junctures along our journey. If you're in need of direction or confirmation, this month's resource is for you. Ask for it when you write, He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or when you give online at he'salive.net. With a little bit of encouragement, I believe you can hear the confirmation of God's will for your life today.
Sharon and I so enjoyed today's conversation with Reverend John Woods here on Connected. And John is an evangelist and a teacher in the body of Christ that travels extensively throughout the United States, ministering the Word of God, as well as overseas. He's been in a few countries as well. And I trust that he was a blessing to your heart and life, and that his subject matter touched you and ministered grace to your listening ear. I want to talk to you today about 5 steps for receiving from God. You know, Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 12 through 16 talks about this. And I believe step number one is to present the promises to the Lord and to remind God of his word. What his word says, present your case to the Lord. Go to the word of God and find the scriptures that fit your situation. Matter of fact, Romans 10 and verse number 17 says, for faith then comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit as you hear from him to show you the promises that he wants you to apply from his word so that God can honor his word. And then secondly, pray and worship God. Humble yourself before the Lord, as James 4 and verse number 10 says. Lay the promises of God before him constantly. 1 John 5 and verse 15 says, and if we know that God hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we so desire of him. Hear his wisdom in the word and from the word, and the instruction of the Holy Ghost on a certain issue in a certain matter. And thirdly, make your petition known unto God. Hebrews 12 and verse 14 talks about this. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. That's what we need to do, is write out our petition, remind God about it according to his word, and then say to the Lord, I'm writing out my petition as a word-based declaration to you of my faith, Lord, according to Philippians 4 and verse number 6 that says, be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So present your confession of faith to the high priest. And then fourthly, prepare to receive from the Lord, because it truly is going to happen. Let us hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. Let faith and patience work together in your life, according to James chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. And then fifthly, praise God for the manifestation of your victory, of what you've been asking God for. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then lastly, my declaration of faith. Let every request and your declaration of faith be accompanied by your thanksgiving to the Lord in advance because of his faithfulness to fulfill his promises that he reminds you in his word to ask him for. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, for everybody that's receiving this word of declaration under the sound of my voice, may they act in faith today upon the promises of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. Everybody out there, just make your declaration of faith and say, I, and then say your name right now. I, Timothy Colosino, I agree with God's word that these scriptures are in full operation in my life. God's word is life to me and health to all my flesh, according to Proverbs chapter 4. I declare it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. It is finished, and God's provision is on its way for me. God bless you, and we'll be back the same time tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.